Yeah, it's 8:25. WSW. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Your Friday morning team show in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello. Fun we're having this morning, making reference to the Tigers' first preseason broadcast of 2022, though delayed because of, well, you know why. But 1 o'clock this afternoon on 790 News Radio WSW, we begin our 55th consecutive year of broadcasting Detroit Tigers baseball. The excitement is hard to contain.
Yes, it's palpable.
Yes. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd say this is probably one of the more anticipated Tiger seasons in at least, 5 years?
At least.
Yeah.
We have expectations of the Tigers, who had a decent year last year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a better year this year, especially with some more seasoned pitching, some added pitching depth, and, of course, the highly anticipated appearances. If not to start the season, at some point during the season, of Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green.
Well, don't forget about Avi Baez as well, too.
I mean, yes.
And when do we prognosticate?
Oh, we still have a couple of weeks for that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll wait till opening day.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, so we can get a clue of spring training.
Yeah. Baez, you mentioned, of course, the big off-season addition.
Yeah.
We understand is already thrilling the Tigers players, if not some of the fans that are down in Lakeland, Florida. Understand that he's been blasting. While he has power, we have expectations he'll hit with some power. We're just looking for him to hit the ball well and field.
Yeah, they really need the fielding. Shortstop was one of their weakest areas last year.
Apparently, though, the other day he launched one so far that I think Miguel Cabrera is the one that was shouting out, "You almost hit the truck." Apparently a truck that was driving along a highway beyond the fence.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, man, my truck.
Not if you're the driver of the truck.
Well, think of that. Oh, man, you got hit by a ball. Yeah, I got hit by Javi Baez hitting the ball.
Yeah. Well, your truck is still upright and you can talk.
There you go. Well, there's always that aspect of it.
That's hopefully okay. The Tigers would cover the cost. You know.
No, that's very nice of them.
You would hope. You would hope.
For your troubles, we'll take care of the windshield for you.
Right.
Yeah. Safe light.
We have waited until this moment to provide you with the reference to Detroit Tigers baseball broadcasting history, because I thought, Art Lewis, you might enjoy, too, hearing, of course, the traditional.
Ah, yes.
First spring opening broadcast that for 42 years when he was with the Detroit Tigers, he started this way.
For lo, the winter's past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land.
All right, so now it's baseball season.
All right,
now
spring is here.
Indeed, any time that Ernie would start the season with that, and of course, Ernie, known in history to a past generation of fans, dare I say, because now a new generation of Tigers fans, all they know is Dan Dickerson, which is okay,
because
he's doing a great job. And as we pointed out earlier today, 20 years now broadcasting Tigers baseball.
Yeah.
So is Jim Price back?
Jim is going to be back. To what capacity, I don't know, though. I don't know if he's going to be back full-time or not. Hopefully his health is okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually the last couple of years, we were talking about this, that it seems like somebody fills in for him for the road games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Haven't read anything about that yet, but I'm sure we'll hear.